Welcome to episode 243 of Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or just tuning in, we're happy you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Lindsay, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Laura, Sandy, George, and Donna. We are also very excited to welcome our special guest and friend, Christy Girigosian. Christy is our sales manager for Virgin Voyages. Virgin Voyages is Richard Branson's new cruise line that is pushing the boundaries and always finding ways to stray the course. The entire fleet will be adult by design, meaning that you must be 18 and over to sail. The first ship, Scarlet Lady, will set sail for the first time from Miami to the Caribbean in April of 2020. I have to tell you, I have been waiting for this cruise line my entire adult life.
Ever since I was 18.
So do you want to start off and tell us a little bit more about what the mission is and how this...
Absolutely. So with Virgin Voyages, one, I'm also with you. I cannot wait for this product to hit the market because I'm so excited for it. But Richard Branson, obviously, genius mastermind behind all of the Virgin Group businesses that fall under his umbrella. He's got over 60 of them. So now Virgin Voyages is the newest coming to the market. But really with him, he's always been really fascinated by the cruise industry. He grew up spending a lot of time on houseboats and on the water, and that's a huge passion for him. But as an adventure travel type of guy, he never really found a product in the market that met all of his needs. So he thought that if he could create a ship that would be more aligned with what he was looking for when sailing, it'd be a product he'd actually want to try. So that's really how Virgin Voyages came to be. Was, you know, he thought that there would probably be a lot more like him that maybe thought cruising wasn't very cool or hip or trendy that would want to come along and try us out too.
Very cool. So there's one ship currently in the fleet, Scarlet Lady.
Sorry about that.
Go ahead. I've seen the mock-ups online and she looks beautiful.
Yes. So the Scarlet Lady will be our very first ship, but we actually have four ships contracted, which is really exciting. And a lot of people don't know that yet. So Scarlet Lady will be the first ship arriving early next year. Ship number two is already underway, so far being referred to as Lady Ship Number Two. We don't have a name yet for her, so stay tuned on that. And then for us, we will receive a new ship each consecutive year. So next year we'll receive our first ship, and then the following year, our second ship, third and fourth. So growing very quickly, we're very
excited. I kind of like that, just ladyship. That actually kind of has a very regal name.
Her ladyship.
Right? Maybe it will stay. Who knows?
So in a very Richard Branson style, you're starting really slow, right? Just easing into the market.
Right, exactly. Totally his way of doing things.
Yeah. So, and if for our listeners who don't know, one ship a year is actually pretty extreme. I mean, that's some of the bigger cruise lines are doing that now, but to start that way is actually pretty unusual. So it's really exciting.
It is. We originally had said we were going to start with two ships, and our investors were half owned by Bain Capital, and they loved everything that we were doing. So they immediately said, nope, we want more and more and more. So we got them to stop at four. So we'll start with the first couple of ships and see what kind of changes we'll make. But I expect us to continue growing for sure.
Can you talk a little bit about how big these ships are going to be?
Absolutely. So Scarlet Lady will be a mid-sized ship. So total occupancy is 2,770 passengers. So for us, we really love that mid-size because we can still provide that elevated level of luxury and service. So what's really unique about our ship is that for every two sailors, we'll have one crew member. So we do have over 1,100 crew members on board the ship to really help with that interaction and that one-on-one experience. So very excited for that. When we did a lot of our research, we originally were going to come out with a ship that was about 5,000. And for what we were trying to deliver to the market and the type of experience, it was better suited for us to go with something more mid-size. So that's where we landed.
And is that the plan for the future ships, or is that known yet?
So ship number 2 will be identical to the Scarlet Lady, and then 3 and 4 are kind of our wild cards at the moment. So we'll see.
So how did it go whenever you guys rolled out and put it out for sale? I remember we talked to you right before that happened.
Yes. So we went on sale February 14th of this year, Valentine's Day being that we are trying to bring romance back to the art of sailing. And the love and support has been amazing from all of our travel partners and just people all over. Social media has blown up. So people are really receptive of it. And of course, that's good to hear, knowing that, okay, good, this product has a need for in the market. But I think people are just really excited. They're very familiar with Richard Branson and know that the types of experiences he delivers are one of a kind. So I think, you know, his name definitely helps, but then also just having such a different product in the market, especially with that adult by design concept, is really exciting.
So let's talk about that, because I think we're also used to cruising and many of us with families and experiencing part of why you're shopping for these cruises is to make sure the kids are going to remain busy in those activities. So there's no kids activities on these ships. What are you going to do with all that space?
Exactly. So this is really meant to be an adult playground. And without having the children, while we love them, this is more so if mom and dad need a break. This does allow us to create every single space for the adults. So with that, because we have more spaces, we were able to design the ship to have smaller, more boutique feeling areas. So that way you never feel like you're on a ship with 1,000 other people. So it really is meant to feel like a floating boutique hotel. So it's really unique, and you definitely know whenever you transition throughout the ship, the spaces are designed beautifully. And we actually just came out with a fun video about taking a guilt trip vacation, because a lot of parents sometimes are hesitant to leave their kids because they think the kids don't want them to go. And there's a really playful video basically that showed that the kids actually did want them to go on vacation. And, you know, they were like, well, we'll take care of the house and have a lot of fun. So exactly. So don't feel bad. The kids want you to go.
Well, and you also are very understanding that not all adults are coupled up. So you even offer options for solo travelers. Can you talk a little bit about that?
We sure do. That's something I'm very excited about. I mean, Richard Branson himself, with him being such an adventure travel type of guy, we definitely expect to see really adventurous people that will get up and go on a trip all by themselves. So we wanted to address the solo traveler in the market. And we do have solo cabins on board. So our solo travelers will get to choose between a solo insider cabin and also a sea view. So they do have a choice to also have a nice window. And then they're also not being stuck paying that full 200% premium, because these cabins were designed for one person. So we wanted to be straight up with our pricing. And, you know, we believe singles have fun too. So we want them to all come along too.
That's fantastic. You also have a really great cabin for a group of friends traveling together.
Yes.
I was excited to see.
Our social insider cabin is absolutely fab. Definitely, if you've got a girls trip or a group of people, you know, it's an awesome budget-friendly option for you. It does have our sea bed in it. So during the day, it's set up in that lounger mode. So you have plenty of space to get ready in the cabin and move around. And then the 2 top bed chalet from the wall, which makes it really neat and exciting. So when you come back in the evening, your whole cabin's kind of been transformed. So definitely a good option for our groups out there.
That is such a great concept, because there's so many complaints about cruises have to do with the size of the stateroom, and there's only so much you can do to, you know, it's a ship, right? You have limited space. So that the design of taking a couch and completely transforming it, so it's a couch during the day and it's a bed at night, it just sort of changes the whole feel. It's like you almost have 2 rooms, you know. It seems like it really changes the way you experience your cabin.
Exactly. And that's really what we had in mind. So we worked with a high-end furniture company in Germany to design these beds for us. And they are truly beds, but normally your king bed on a ship are 2 mattresses pressed together. So we wanted to really play on that. We expect our sailors to be social. And we did find it was kind of strange that in normal cabins, there's really nowhere to sit but the bed. And we felt that was kind of awkward, especially if you're making new friends, you know, it's kind of like, oh, I don't know about this. So for us, we wanted to be able to let our sailors have a dance party in the room, you know, have space to get ready. And this is completely reimagined. All the cabins are smart cabins. So of course there's a button for everything. So if you do want to go from that lounger mode to that night mode, there is a button for that as well. And we love service. So think of it like a turn down service, but a really great way to maximize your space on board.
So how many people can fit in that cabin?
Depends on the person, I'd say. When we have our mock cabins actually in Florida, we had about 12 people in a sea terrace, which is about the standard size of entry-level cabin. And we had 12 people in there with places to sit and put your drinks, which you would probably never invite 12 people to your cabin normally. So it does allow you to really have a larger crowd in there. Now, I'm not saying you have to have 12 people in there, but did that you definitely be able to have places for everyone. The furniture is meant to all be functional and move around the cabin. So we've got a laptop stand that can turn on its side and turn into a full coffee table. So if you do have more people or you need more counter space or things like that, you've got that option. So they're definitely a lot more comfortable.
Okay, I asked that question wrong. How many people can sleep in that cabin?
Well, on paper, 4 people. So our sea terraces, the majority of them sleep up to 2, but we do have configurations that will sleep 3 and 4 as well.
So that's the party or the social cabin, or is that what you called it?
Social insider cabin can sleep 4 as well. Yes. Okay. And then your balcony cabins can sleep 2 in the majority of them, and some can sleep 3 and 4 as well.
So one of our favorite things to talk about on this podcast is drinking, and then followed closely by food. It might actually be in reverse order. And one of the things, so the first, you had me at no buffets. So can you talk a little bit about the dining experiences that people can expect? Because it's more than just no buffets. I mean, these are gorgeous spaces.
Yeah. So I'm with you, food and drink. I live to eat. So I'm totally on board about that. But yeah, it's really with the rule book here. We wanted to take the traditional dining rule book and throw it out of the window and figure out how can we make this fit with our brand and who we are. Number one, no buffets. So with us, the main reason is just how harmful they are for the oceans. The amount of food waste is really damaging. So we wanted to take that out of the equation. And then that just allowed us to be even more playful with our eateries. So the Scarlet Lady will feature over 20 eateries on board, including 8 specialty restaurants. And all of the specialty dining is included in your fare, which is amazing. Yes.
Wow.
Finally, that's something, you know, you don't pay a cover charge on land. So we didn't want you to do that while you were at sea. And some of the restaurants we have will really blow your mind. There's something for everyone on board. Diving into some of them, Razzle Dazzle. That is a vegetarian forward restaurant. So for our vegetarian friends, we felt that there were not many options for them while sailing. So this restaurant was designed with them in mind. It's also the home to our drag queen brunch. So yes,
woo-hoo! We are very excited about that.
Yes, residential drag queen doing some fun activation. So look out for that on each of the voyages. And then so looking at
some, since that is actually a vegetarian, and I am definitely not a vegetarian, if say I wanted to go to the drag queen lunch, can I get other offerings that are not vegetarian?
I am so glad you asked that. So Razzle Dazzle is a really playful restaurant, and it will also feature a naughty menu. And that naughty menu allows you to add meat to any of the dishes. So yes, you can get your naughty on and go to Razzle Dazzle and still have a great time.
Oh, see, everybody, I'm naughty.
I know. I need a t-shirt.
Nautical.
In addition to Razzle Dazzle, we've got our Wake, which is your traditional chop house of steak and seafood. Pink Agave will feature elevated Mexican cuisine. Gombe, Korean barbecue. So for the fun drinkers out there, that's actually a really social restaurant. You'll actually come in and start with a complimentary shot of soju and then be encouraged to play Korean drinking games throughout the meal. So super fun, hands-on experience. Oh, yes. We'll actually have grills engineered into the table, so you will grill the meats at the table. So really fun dining experience. So whether you're looking for your traditional diner type of food or maybe wanting to try something different or go to The test kitchen where you can try more chef-driven dishes. We've got something for you on board the Scarlet Lady.
So 20 different eateries. Do you have a 20-night itinerary?
Yeah. I wish. Unfortunately, the mindset is that you shouldn't be able to do everything in one voyage, which will kill me because I have massive FOMO with everything that I do. So I'll just have to sail probably like every single month, but I'll get there.
So you're going to appreciate this. My daughter, she's 16, and she told me today that she wants to get matching tattoos when she turns 18.
With you?
Guess where I, yeah, with me.
I was just curious.
Guess where I told her we should get them?
On the Scarlet Lady.
I do.
Yes, so that will be her 18th birthday present is when she can go on the Scarlet Lady. So yeah, you're absolutely right. We've got a venue on board called Squid Ink, which is a true tattoo studio. We're very excited about it. For us, tattooing's really seen as a seafaring tradition. So we wanted to bring that to the Scarlet Lady and do it in a really fun virgin way. So it's designed to feel like a boutique tattoo studio. And then for us, we will have two celebrity tattoo artists that live on board the ship doing tattoos for us. So these are definitely mom-daughter tattoo approved, and they'll be fabulous crew to work with.
So how does that work? Because I know that there are some artists you contact, you know, multiple times in advance before you're working up your design. Are people going to be able to set appointments before they get on the ship? How is that going to work?
Absolutely. So with that is something that you can book pre-voyage, and you can have communications with them to kind of go over what type of work you'd be looking for. And then if you come across it on board and you actually decide that's something you want to do, you can certainly do that. Of course, we have some policies in place. One of them being if you show interest on board, we do have a 24-hour hold period to make sure you still want that tattoo 24 hours later. But yes, it should be a great venue, and a lot of our sailors have shown some great outreach and they're very excited about it.
So exciting. So what about, doesn't really go well with tattooing, but what about drinking? Do you have drink packages?
Definitely. So our sailors won't go hungry and they won't go thirsty. For us, we will have a lot of different fun bar options for them on board the ship. As far as drink packages, that's not something that's available. However, with us, when we did our research, our sailors told us they wanted to drink what they wanted when they wanted it. And with drink packages, sometimes you feel like you pay a lot of money and you don't necessarily always get the drink that you want. So we have something called Sailor Loot that we came up with, which is essentially an onboard credit that you can add to your cabin. The Sailor Loot is something you pay off during your payment period. So once you're on board, it feels kind of like free money. And then you can actually use that for anything on board. So for me, I know I'm a heavier drinker, so I'll easily add Sailor Loot to my cabin. And this also allows you to really, you know, let's say one day you feel like drinking a little heavier and then the next day, maybe not. You don't feel like you have to kind of force yourself to do that to get your money's worth because you're only spending on what you're drinking. But what's even more exciting about the alcohol on board the ship is that we will have street pricing. So you won't see your traditional, $16 or $18 cocktails on the Scarlet Lady. It will be something closer to what you're used to playing on land. So that's also a really neat fact about the ship.
Yay!
Yeah, exactly. So that means you can just drink more.
And you guys are looking for top bartenders as well, right? I mean, we're talking craft cocktails and not watered down.
Absolutely. I think that for us, the food and beverage is so near and dear to our heart. We want to excel in every venue we have on board. So even, you know, our Extra Virgin, which is the name of our Italian restaurant, well, that whole bar will feature very rare Italian wines. And, you know, for us, what's really neat is every single restaurant on board will feature its own bar, which is super unique to ships because normally you'll only find the bars in the atrium areas. And for us, our bars are not cookie cutter bars. They are unique to whatever restaurant they're in. So they'll have different drinks and cocktails based around that restaurant atmosphere and type of cuisine. So yeah, they're going to be delicious. Even Razzle Dazzle's Drag Queen Brunch will have some fun brunch cocktails. So stay tuned on those.
So excited about that. So we talked about the ship and the rooms and the food and the drinks, but what about where she's sailing? Where are the destinations that I can go on the Scarlet Lady?
So Scarlet Lady will start off with three itineraries, and I don't know which one to choose because I think they're all fantastic. But the first one being Havana After Dark. So this will sail to Havana, Cuba, where we will do true overnights. For us, our sailors are looking for off the beaten path type of travel. So they want destinations that are unique and different. So with Havana, we thought the star of that is really the nightlife. So we're excited that our ship will stay overnight so our sailors can stay off the ship and really enjoy the culture and the atmosphere. The second itinerary that we'll have is Dominican Days, which will sail to Puerto Plata. And the third being Mayan Sol, which will sail to Costa Maya. Now, all three itineraries will be a variety of 4 and 5 night voyages. And every single one of them will stop at Bimini, which will feature our private beach club, which very excited about. We are building this, so it'll be completely virginized, but really meant to feel very yacht beach-like, very fun. The majority of the itineraries have you arriving in the early hours of the morning and not leaving until about 10 o'clock that evening. So you do get a long full day at the beach. So with that Havana itinerary, it's fabulous because you get the cultural side of Havana, but you still get that beach vacation. So really great blend there.
Do you tender in for that, or is it do you have a dock there?
We will truly dock at Bimini, which is really nice. So you can go on and off the ship pretty easily.
So what other entertainment is there going to be besides the drag queen brunch?
Yes. So entertainment for us is going to be really unique. We have different companies that we're working with that are designing content exclusively for the Scarlet Lady. This entertainment is meant to be very immersive, almost like what you would find on the streets of New York. So things you've probably never seen before. For us, we're staying away from the Broadway side of the entertainment. We felt that if you wanted to experience a Broadway play, you'd go to Broadway. So we wanted to have something that felt on brand to us and who we are, that was really unique and different. We're always trying to stray the course. So we didn't want our entertainment to be like everything else that was out there. We wanted it to be really just mesmerizing and mind-boggling. And for us, always expect the unexpected. It could be happening everywhere. So keep moving throughout the ship because there's always something really cool going on. But throughout the year, we'll have a lot more reveals on what the entertainment looks like and what some of those shows will be. We will have some interactive type of theater and things like that as well. So stay tuned on what some of that looks like.
Ooh, interactive.
So I was very fortunate to be able to attend one of the launch parties on February 14th. And that was one of the first reveals for the entertainment. And I did a few Facebook lives from there. When I came back, I think you guys said this too. Everybody was like, "You were at a rave." I was like, I didn't feel like I was at a rave, but I guess I see why you thought that, you know, like, I guess it had that energy and that feel. Definitely the upbeat music, but it was really much more performance art than that. It was, you know, really, it was really performance art, but very upbeat. So yeah, and definitely different, definitely different.
And a lot of fun music venues on board. We started as Virgin Records, so music's a huge part of who we are. So we even have a vinyl record shop on board. Our suites will have record players. But even in the Manor, which is our two-story Art Deco nightclub, you can definitely expect to see some of very well-known up-and-coming artists that are coming through. We've had amazing reach out from people wanting to partner with us. So definitely no lack of music on board the ship and some really fun entertainment there.
So, do you have like an ideal customer?
Our ideal, listen, if we could take Richard Branson and clone him times a million, I'm sure we would do that. So for us, our sailors, age is really just a number. He turned 70 next year. He really is our perfect sailor. For us, we just, anyone that wants something unique, different, off the beaten path, we like to say has a zest for life. But really going after more of a psychographic than a demographic. So for us, all are welcome with Virgin Voyages. We are definitely a very inclusive brand. We love people being unique and different. So we want you to really be yourself and come have fun with us. So for us, anyone that wants to come have a good time and live that rock star lifestyle is more than welcome.
So what I'm hearing is if you like formal nights and Broadway shows, this is probably not the best choice for you.
Listen, our sailors, they love that exclusive exclusivity, VIP lifestyle. So if you want to get dressed up to the nines, absolutely. There will be some sort of Scarlet Knights coming in the future. Feel free to wear your ball gown to the pool if that's what makes you you. Absolutely. But yes, I think we'll definitely see that good blend. We'll see those that are more hands-on with the destinations they're traveling to, that prefer their yoga pants and their tank top. And then you'll see those that really want to dress to the nines and dress to impress. So I think
the people want to do swings and trapezes. And
yeah. We actually do have some large swings on the side of the ship. So you could actually do that. The trapezing, I'm not really sure about. But Nate,
so speaking of,
we have some of us in our podcast that are not quite as adventurous as others.
That was one of the things that I noticed in looking over Virgin Voyages is the classes that are offered on board. There's workout classes, CrossFit classes, all types of things. Can you tell us a little bit more about?
Of course. Yes. So for us, going back to our sailors, we expect that they're going to want to be mindful about the foods that they're eating. They are conscious about the earth and taking care of the environment. And then also staying in their everyday routine. And fitness is a huge part of who they are. Of course, not all of them. I don't travel I don't work out when I travel, and that's okay. But for those that do want to stay in that everyday routine, we have amazing classes offered to them. And what's even better is that all of our group fitness classes are included in your fare. So we've got morning yoga that you can take. That's beautiful at the very top of the ship. So you can see the sunrise. We do have a boxing ring on board, which is super fun. So you can take a boxing class with an instructor. So that could be a neat way to stay active. And then we do have CrossFit style equipment. You know, we've got our burn, build, and bike studio.
We even have a tractor tire around the ship.
Exactly. Seriously, just lugging it around. So plenty of fun options as well. So yeah, definitely something for everyone.
So you can jump on boxes.
Very cool. Sandy can do that while I'm eating at all 20 restaurants.
I don't know why you would moving ship. That seems like a bad idea. But you touched on something that I want to make sure we talk about before we go, which is the environmentally conscious design of these ships, because that is very important in the cruise industry right now. It's certainly something on a lot of people's minds. So can you talk a little bit about ways that, you know, it's very easy to say, oh, we're very environmentally friendly, but how are you doing that?
For sure. So that was obviously number one. If we were going to be operating in the oceans, we needed to make sure we were doing our part to be sustainable and also make sure, because without the oceans, we have no business. So we need to take care of them. But for us, we really put sustainability at the forefront of who we are, not only on our operations side, but for the sailor experience as well. So with that, we really did want to take things like eliminating straws a step further. And we've actually eliminated all unnecessary single-use plastic. So that's a huge, huge passion point for us. We're finding ways to redesign a lot of these items to make them not harmful for the oceans and still have them be functional. And then we're also thoughtfully sourcing all of the food that we're going to have on board. So these restaurants are, you know, thoughtfully sourcing sustainable proteins and things like that. We want to make sure we're being mindful of where we're getting the foods from and what we're using. And then also with the retail we'll have on board. So, you know, you don't necessarily think about that, but definitely with the vendors and the different shops we'll have on board, we want them to follow these same passion points that we have. And we want those products to also fit into that. And Squid Ink Tattoo Studio will use vegan ink. So even something like that, I would have never thought of, but really wanting to make sure that we're doing our part and everything that we can. And then with our technology of the ship, we're lucky enough for them to be new builds. So we're working with Climon and Scanship, who are known in the cruise industry, to make sure we're converting our waste into clean energy and that we're running as sustainable as possible.
I love that.
Yeah, I knew that would make you happy.
I know.
Save the ocean.
I remember when you were doing your training with us, you talked about a bar that's on the top of the ship, I guess maybe to the aft. There was like a space that had games and...
Yes, our athletic club. So the athletic club is truly our adult playground. Really fun. It's kind of where you can trick yourself into doing fitness and also hanging out.
It won't work on me. I'm sorry.
We'll see. It might get you. But at our athletic club, you can find a lot of different things. So one being our boxing ring and some of that CrossFit style equipment. We've got some swings up there. You'll also find our basketball courts, giant chests, and some fun games and things like that. But really the star of the athletic club, there is an actual catamaran net that sits at the aft of the ship, and it does overlook the ocean and also partial deck below. So we expect that to be one of our most Instagrammable spaces on board. It's super, super cool. You can actually see one of our videos we have of the ship. We'll show you going through that catamaran net, and it is really, really cool. I don't know if I'd want to be on there with a ton of other people, but maybe just me. I'll trust it a little more. But no, it's super, super cool and exciting. So yeah, that's going to be a fun spot. And it is real social meets fun and hangout and fitness. And of course, there's a bar there as well.
Christy, I don't think we talked about yet of where is she going to be home ported?
Yes. So the Scarlet Lady will sail out of Port of Miami. We're fully embracing Miami as our home, really has a special place in the Virgin world for us. We now have Virgin Trains that will be operating in Miami. It's headquarters to the Virgin Hotels as well. So we expect to see a lot of growth there. Because we love Miami so much and we want this to be our home, we are actually building a brand new terminal that will be ready for the Scarlet Lady in 2021. And this terminal for us, it will be 100,000 square feet. It will be on the northwest side of the terminal. So it'll be one of the first ones you see as you cross over the bridge. And you can expect it to be just like the Scarlet Lady and super unique and different. We love the palm trees. So we wanted it to have a South Florida feel. So even the roof of the terminal is designed to feel like Palm Grove, where you can actually see the spaces in between the palm trees and have natural light coming in. So yes, around Q4 of 2021, we should expect to see that open.
Nice.
So in the meantime, you're just going to have to sail out of plain old boring ports in Miami.
In the meantime, we'll try and make it as great as we can. We'll have a pop-up terminal. We'll have to put up some cool decor and tear it down, but we'll make it work.
Do you have, and is there a spa or any spa services or anything like that on board?
Is there a spa? Absolutely. well-being is a huge part of who we are. So yes, lots of pampering and luxury on board. Redemption Spa will also have a mani-pedi salon, dry dock salon, which will, if you want to go get your hair done, and even stubble and groom if you want to go get a nice shave or anything like that. But for us, we're all about that retox and detox. So yes, we want you to live that rock star lifestyle, but then the next day we want you to wake up with morning yoga, grab a fresh juice, maybe go steam it out. So yes, plenty of pampering on board the Scarlet Lady.
That sounds very difficult. Yeah.
Doing the yoga?
So partying like a rock star and then, yeah, I'll have to come around to it. I've got till April next year to figure it out.
Speaking of rock star, what is the special amenities in the rock star suites?
Yes. Yeah, so our Rockstar suites allow you to really live that fabulous lifestyle. So we'll have two categories that fall within our suites. We have our Rockstar suites and then our Mega Rockstar suites. All of our suite guests will have their private transfers to the port. And then also a lot of amazing amenities like the not so mini bar options in their suites. Yes, of course, not so mini bar. Mm-hmm. And then they'll have private access to Richard's rooftop, which is probably the coolest amenity in my personal opinion. But we do have a private rooftop on deck 15 that is exclusive just for our suite guests. And it's really beautiful. And that is something for them that they can just really enjoy and kind of feel that exclusivity VIP lifestyle.
So is Richard's birthday cruise already sold out?
It is not sold out, but it really? Is going fast. It is going very fast. All of the suites are sold out. So, okay. But yes, Richard, that will be his very first time ever sailing, him and his closest friend. So I'm sure that will be a sailing to remember. But yes, there's still some space on there. So
if you want to book it, call your travel agent. We know when it is.
Exactly.
Another question about, you have to be 18 to sail, but can you be in your own stateroom? Like, can you be the lead guest on the stateroom if you're 18?
So for us, you can be 18 to sail, but you need to be 21 to book. So you would need someone that's 21 in the cabin.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of like when my twins graduate high school. Might be a good graduation trip.
Well, maybe when they graduate college then.
Well, no, they can. I mean,
yeah, as someone, long as you go with them, because they want to. Yeah. They want to go on a Virgin Voyages trip with their mom and stay in the cabin with her. That's Ellie exactly wants to get what a they want to do. I forget how cool you are. Sorry.
I really want to go in April. I want to go for my birthday in 2020.
It's the first sailing. You should do it.
You could do it.
So I'm the old lady in the crowd, and I'm just trying to wrap my mind around things here. So you said there's 20 restaurants. Does that mean there's no main dining room? Is that what you're saying?
We'll have 20 eateries. Not all of them are your sit-down full restaurant. So we have something called the galley, which will be essentially our main food hall area. So no main dining room like you're traditionally used to on a ship. But for us, the galley is really designed to feel like an international food truck hall. So fun stations basically throughout. Again, no buffets there. So everything is fresh and made for you as you go through. But in the galley, if you're not wanting that full restaurant sit down experience, it's really kind of your faster fare. It will serve breakfast in the morning, lunch in the afternoon, and then dinner in the evening. And in the galley, you'll find things like soups, salads, sandwiches, tacos. We have a 24-hour diner. There's a sushi station. So definitely plenty of things there. Fresh made breads and delicious desserts. And there are actually quite a few venues that still have not been announced. So there will be some ship teases throughout the year that will show some more of those food venues. And they're all absolutely mouthwatering and delicious.
Yeah, I was going to ask, with all the good times going on, if one of your 20 offerings is going to be a 24-hour diner kind of
place. We have a 24-hour diner and then the pizza place, which will be a great late night hunger buster as well.
Yeah, I'm one of those people who can eat breakfast for every meal. So.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Definitely. Best meal of the day.
It really is.
So that is our show for this week. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We would love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as Flyaway or from the podcast page on outlandertravel.com. Be sure to subscribe to us and leave us a review in iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you, Christy, for joining us. Yay. We love talking about this great new way to cruise, and we can't wait to get on board the Scarlet Lady.
Yes.
Thank you guys for having me. It's great to talk about it. It's going to be amazing.
Thank you. On behalf of Sandy, Elizabeth, Laura, Donna, George, and myself, Lindsay, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.